For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And we both did go to see A Midsummer Night's Dream, both Mendelssohn and Shakespeare, at Klein Hans, Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra with Irish Classical Theater Company. Wow, they really impressed.
Every single person who went there, regardless of which night, had the same reaction. I had no idea that this was going to be that wonderful, combining the music and the play.
And the videography and the costumes and just everything, the choreography, the comic sequences. Anyway, it is too late. We tried to tell you, if you didn't go, you have no one but yourself to blame.
We'll talk about no one but yourself to blame. The character played by Tony Grande in Cops and Friends of Cops. What was he thinking?
Don't give it away.
Okay.
We described it before. It's Guy walks into a bar. I think we can reveal a little more. Guy walks into a bar on Cops Night. Well, I don't want to reveal anything.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
No, I just can't. I can't tell anything. It's an explosive situation ensues. There are connections between people we do not anticipate.
We'll leave it at that.
Moments of physical discomfort for some involved. That's all I'm going to say. But it's quite a ride, and it's great fun. It's the debut offering of a new group called First Look Buffalo. Well, another play where you don't want to give away, well, do you ever want to give it all away? But at least you can usually give a little bit of exposition. But over at the Paul Robeson Theater, they're doing Charlie Evans Simpson's play Jump, which some people may have seen at the workshop at Chautauqua. Jump refers to people jumping from, actually, the Golden Gate Bridge. It was inspired by a 2003 article in the New Yorker magazine about survivors of that jump, where the author interviewed people and found that it was not uncommon for people to realize midair that they had made a colossal mistake, which is terrifying and awful. So this play explores a family. It seems as if it's going to be about the death of the mother and the family coping with the death of the mother. But very quickly, it gravitates toward the bridge, which is visible from the house. And it becomes the story of a sister coping with the death of her sister who jumps. A beautifully poetic play with strong performances by the people in this Robeson production, Paulette Harris directing. But I'm intrigued by the development of the play that in addition to, well, actually preceding the Chautauqua workshop, Simpson had gotten the idea while at Ryder Farm. Have you heard of Ryder Farm?
R-Y-D-E-R?
Yeah, it's a family name. It's a family farm, a couple hundred-year-old family farm in Putnam County down close to New York City, where they have made it a not-for-profit artistic creativity place where artists go for a residency. All they are required to do is to share three communal meals a day, to do a final presentation explaining what they've been working on while they are there, and to work for 4 hours on the organic farm. And that's the requirement. It's quite a posh residency, and a lot of fun stuff has been coming out of it, including this play. So you playwrights out there, take a look at that. A very compelling play came out of that workshop.
Well, here we have a playwright, I guess, working on her own at this writer's colony. But then at the Antipodes, we're in like a writer's room. How does this work?
It's intentionally ambiguous. It is a writer's room, but you don't know quite what they're working on. Road Less Traveled has boldly said they're working on a big TV project. You don't know for sure. It could be lots of things. It could be a medium not yet invented. It could be a video game. It could be a theme ride. You don't know what it is they're working on, but they are developing a narrative, and there is this man named Sandy who's running it, and he's very arrogant based on one previous success of some sort. It's all very corporate, and they're all very competitive, and it becomes very clear very early on that success in this endeavor requires really sucking up to Sandy big time because he's got an ego as big as the world. So it makes for some tangential interactions between the participants. And you can give away everything about this plot without giving away anything because nothing will be resolved. And it's some wonderful acting among the participants, some very fine Buffalo actors, but in this case, interestingly, Sean Cullen, an actor originally from South Buffalo, but who's worked on Broadway in film and television playing Sandy, this pivotal figure. And it's kind of fun to see a Broadway person working with Buffalo actors. He's their American Theater Master. He was given an award that night for being the American Theater Master and immediately said it's been such a privilege to work with these wonderful local actors. And easy to believe, they're all terrific. And I think it's a laudable project that Road Less Traveled is engaged in to bring in an actor who's worked on Broadway. I know we have some local actors who have worked on Broadway, but some of the other people he's been able to bring in, you know, Edward Albee, for instance, brought Pam Kim and the director back. It's a great project.
It's called The Antipodes by Annie Baker, and it's at Road Less Traveled.
For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Holm.
And I'm Anthony Chase.